I'm Will Griffin, and this is Live in Studio C at Classical 91.1 and Nashville Public Radio. Very happy to welcome back to our studio Mingzhi Wang, who is the clarinetist with the Trio Selene. We're going to hear about this organization as well along the way. Trio Selene are Mingzhi Wang on clarinet, Eli Lara cello, and Ilya Polotayev on piano. So welcome, Trio Selene.
Thank you for having us.
Trio Selene is the name is taken from a song by Gabriel Fauré, who is one of the composers we'll hear from today. And the pianist, Ilya Polotayev, is going to be handling the duties of explaining what they're going to be playing today. So, Ilya, would you like to introduce the first piece by Alexander von Zemlinsky?
Sure. This, along with the trios by Fauré and a modern Spanish-American composer, Fernando Buide, formed the repertoire on our new CD, which is going to be released sometime later this year. And Alexander von Zemlinsky is most often mentioned in history textbooks as Schoenberg's only teacher and also his father-in-law, remarkably. But this is a bit unfortunate because actually we're missing a very great and undeservedly neglected composer who had the praise of Mahler and many other contemporaries, and who sadly ended his days in this country, in the United States, in the 1940s and 50s, without having any kind of public recognition that he certainly deserved. And this trio, of which we're only going to play an excerpt of the first movement, is his debut work, and it is clearly modeled on the Brahms clarinet trio, which he admired, and Brahms actually procured him the publishing contract with his own publisher, and this is the edition from which we're going to play the exposition of the first movement of Zemlinsky's trio, Opus 3. Thank you.
Live in Studio C, that's music of Alexander von Zemlinsky. The exposition, the opening of the first movement of the trio, Opus 3 in D minor by Alexander von Zemlinsky, an Austrian composer, 1871 to 1942, his dates. And as the pianist Ilya Polataev was saying, his music really deserves to be heard. Beautiful playing and a beautiful piece of music.
Thank you.
Good way to start this concert by the trio Selene, who will be performing a concert live tonight at Austin Peay State University's Mabry Concert Hall at 7:30 in Clarksville, a concert sponsored by the Clarksville Community Concerts Association. Maybe we'll hear more about that later on. But Ilya Polataev, moving on to music of Fauré next, Gabriel Fauré.
Right. The piece that we're going to play is a very, very late work by Fauré. It's his penultimate opus. And in some sense, it is both unknown and well-known. It is his trio that is usually played by violin and cello, but it has become common knowledge that, in fact, the original sketches were for the clarinet and cello. And this is the same configuration that Brahms used in his wonderful trio that we're going to play later. And I think it's interesting that these two great masters chose to finish their careers writing for this combination of instruments. And we're going to play the second movement of this trio, which is the longest and maybe the most profound. It's really among Fauré's gems, this wonderful movement, quite extended. And it has both the austerity and the complexity of harmony that late Fauré always features, but also there's a wonderful simplicity and a kind of a serenity of acceptance that I think is quite moving.
Thank you.
the very beautiful second movement of the trio Opus 120 in D minor by Gabriel Fauré, played by Trio Selene, live in Studio C. Mingzhe Wang played clarinet, Ellie Lara played cello, and Ilya Polataev piano. That's wonderful music, possibly underappreciated as well, maybe not so much as Zemlinsky's music, but Fauré had a very, very unique voice, I think.
For sure, and the remarkable thing about Fauré is that even though he was born only 12 years after Brahms, in a way, from late Romantic composer, he evolved this in the last two decades of his life into very much a modernist composer, somebody whose example was followed, among others, by Aaron Copland, by the newer wave of French composers. His influence on the music of this 20th century, I think, is incalculable. And certainly his students, Ravel, George Enescu, Nadia Boulanger, they all spread sort of his musical wisdom and his, in many ways, innovative approach to composition.
It's still amazing because he still has that French balance and grace and still being forward-leaning in his idiom to later on.
That's yeah. Right, yes.
Very beautiful music. Trio Selene live in Studio C. Ilya Polataev is handling the speaking duties largely today. Thank you for doing that, by the way.
Great pleasure. Thanks for having us here.
Would you like to introduce the Brahms?
Sure. The Brahms is perhaps the most known piece for this combination of instruments, and it was written by Brahms already after he declared that he was going to retire from composition and not write any more music. But then he happened to hear a clarinetist who was at that time playing in the Meiningen Court Orchestra, Richard Mühlfeld, and he fell in love both with the instrument and with the manner in which Mühlfeld played it. And so then he came out of his, so to speak, retirement to compose four beautiful works for clarinet and other instruments, the two sonatas, Opus 120, the clarinet quintet, and this present trio, of which we're going to play the first movement. And in a certain sense, it is similar to Fauré in that there is great economy and concentration and almost an austerity of musical thought, but at the same time, tremendous lyricism and a very personal, very subjective, very at times very painful kind of music. I mean, Brahms knew that he was nearing the end of his life, and perhaps someone, like someone who knew about composition almost more than anybody else, he wanted to put all of his wisdom into these last few works.
Thank you.
The first movement of the clarinet trio in A minor was 114 by Johannes Brahms, played by Trio Selene, live in Studio C. Mingzhi Wang, clarinet, Eli Lara, cello, and Ilya Polataev, piano. Beautiful music. Thank you for bringing the case that the Fauré trio could be a clarinet trio as well. Ilya, thanks for mentioning that. Don't forget that they have a concert live tonight at Austin Peay State University's Mabry Concert Hall at 7:30, Trio Selene, sponsored by the Clarksville Community Concerts Association. Anything else you'd like to cover before we wrap it up?
Well, thank you very, very much for inviting us here. It's a great pleasure to be playing live on air for your audience, and we hope you can come to this concert and hear more for it, Zemlinsky and Brahms. And
again, that's tonight at 7:30 at Mabry Concert Hall at Austin Peay State University. Trio Selene.
Thanks so much.
Oh, I just remembered something I need to mention. Sorry, that's not going to be a clean break today. Mingzhi Wang was once on the faculty at Austin Peay, as was cellist Eli Lara. Mingzhi Wang is now at Michigan State University. Eli is now at University of Missouri. And the pianist Ilya Polataev is on the faculty at McGill University in Montreal. So thanks for getting yourselves all together in Nashville again.
It's wonderful for this reunion.
Great to be here. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
And coming up next week, guitarist and composer Jonathan Sargent will be here with his own original music. Jonathan Sargent with a small ensemble next week live in Studio C. Our thanks to the Tennessee Arts Commission and the Community Foundation of Middle Tennessee for their support of Live in Studio C at Classical 91.1.